Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
What's up, Demetrius?
What's up, man?
I just sent you an email. Will you check that out for me?
Yeah, I just looked at it.
Okay. So that's what this is, a team meeting about. Those calls came under your QA, right? Mm-hmm. And upon investigation, it is something that I am going to have to issue you a verbal warning for. What I want to do is I want you to hear the calls while we talk. They're both about 4.5 to 5 minutes. So I want to kind of talk to you about the call, and I want you to listen to that call and let me know when you're done. So I definitely noticed that there's a lot of static on your headset. So that's something that I do want you to try to be on top of IT about to, let them know that you're having those issues. That way we could try to get you a replacement soon, because I feel like you probably are due for one. But, okay. So all three of these calls happened on May 21st, right? So it says you took several calls which you did not provide customer support up to the standards required by ASK and its clients, as stated in ASK's call handling procedures. On the call for Koala, the first call we have attached, you were assisting the customer with canceling the account. The customer came irritated after you offered your second save and cut you off and demanded to be canceled. Instead of immediately agreeing to cancel the account, you told the customer, "I'm going to do my job, sir," and attempted to offer the third save, which made the customer get even more upset, and this culminated to the customer and you talking over each other until the end of the call.
Okay, I remember that one.
Would you like to take the time to listen to the call? Because look, I've been in that situation before where I didn't think what I was doing was all that bad until they called me into the office and let me listen to it in person. If you were in the office right now, this is a coaching where we'd be in one of the conference rooms and I'd play the call for you, right? So we can kind of talk over it. We don't have that ability to do it with the pandemic and everything, but I just want to make sure that you hear what I'm talking about with this, because, you know, at the time, I'm sure you were like, "I'm doing my job, sir. This is protocol." And you're like, "This is what I can say." But I feel like if you heard yourself say it, you'd realize, okay, I really can't say that or talk like that to these customers. You get what I'm saying?
I get you. I think it has a kind of a role to play with my voice, really. I guess I have a nonchalant voice.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, you were kind of like interjecting.
Yeah,
you know, when a customer starts talking over you, you know, just don't even try to make a statement. Just quit talking till they're done. You know, if you have to hit mute and wait for them to ask you if you're still there, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
But as soon as they start talking, you just stop talking. Because, you know, at the end of the day, QA is going to ding you. They're not going to ding that guy. You get what I'm saying? The other call is you had another upset customer who's irate. He was being charged. While attempting to explain the order, you began talking over the customer after he cut you off and made a lawyer threat. Then when customers cut agents off, agents are trained to stop talking until the customer is finished. For you to do so can cause the customer to become more irate and harder to reconcile with. You continue talking over the customer while you were in threat protocol as well. So just, you know, I don't know. I feel like on that day, there's a chip on your shoulder about something probably not even related to this job. You know what I mean? It could have been quite a possibility that something was kind of on the back of your mind kind of bothering you that day or something. I don't know, because I never hear any kind of calls like this from you. So I feel like something had to be going on. You know what I mean, man?
I feel you, man. I definitely feel you on that. Yeah, I get you. It's these customers. It's so stupid, yeah, man. But I definitely get what you're coming from. Cause I usually do not act like that. And that's the point. I know exactly what calls exactly you're talking about, especially that first one. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I was trying to just like, okay, I'm going to do my job or whatever, because I have to offer the what's the word I'm looking for? Save or protocol, do protocols or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get where you're coming from, especially with the customers. The customer's going to be mad most of the time anyway, so I can't just let them get me mad because they're mad.
And look at the first paragraph. It's like after he cut you off after your second save. You know, if you're offering saves and they cut you off adamantly like that, you just cancel it. You know, you don't have to force a third save.
I personally didn't know that. I always thought like, okay, if they make a threat, I always thought like, if you, as long as they don't make a threat, just keep offering saves or something.
So
like
they say when they're adamant, you can do that. And the way I kind of gauge that myself is if they cut you off or if they raise their voice at you after you offer a save. If they do one of those two things, you just go ahead and cancel it. You don't have to offer any more saves.
Okay. Okay. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. So maybe you felt like you had to force those saves in, and that's what, you know, caused that conversation.
Exactly. I felt like I had to do that, so I wouldn't get dinged or something like that. Oh, yeah, you didn't offer the saves. Even though they was yelling, you were supposed to offer the saves and blah, 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 but... I get what you're saying.
Because, it's exactly what happened here. You know, if they're getting upset at you offering saves, they could just get mad enough to say, you know what, screw you, buddy. I'm just going to call my bank. I'm tired of dealing with this. You keep offering me things. I'm sitting here, you know, yelling and cutting you off, telling you don't do that. You keep doing it. You're going to have those customers, and that's what we want to avoid. And then on the third call, you seem distracted, not actively listening. You had to ask the customer while they were calling a second time after pulling up their information. You know, we just got to focus on the conversation to avoid customer frustration and to project professionalism, because, you know, having to ask a customer while they're calling two times in a phone call is sort of a lack of professionalism.
I get you. And the reason I do that sometimes, because I'll pull up the account and I'll be looking through the account, and I'll admit you say I probably don't hear them say it because I'm so focused looking at their account or something like that. And then I'll ask them again, like just to repeat it for me. But I definitely get your attention on that also.
And look, I'm guilty of the same thing. It's just maybe we could try to find different ways of wording the same thing.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
Okay, I get you. I totally get you. Okay.
And that's what, and to be honest with you, if the other two phone calls didn't exist, we probably wouldn't talk about this one so much. You get what I'm saying?
I feel you. But it's like, I guess I gave you my point of view on it, but I definitely get where you're coming from on it, because it's just to make it easier, really, and stop getting dinged.
Yeah, you know, it's a little give and take, and, you know, it's one thing for it to be one phone call, but for it to be, like, two on the same day, and then on that very same day, there's also, you know, one where you were sort of just, like, I don't know, distant. That's why I feel like you were just having one of those days that day. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, especially
or
like
if you were
or
not.
Three in the same day. Like, yeah,
but you know what? You know, there's 365 days in a year, so one bad day isn't going to ruin us. And we're allowed to have bad days, I feel like. But so, I mean, you listen to the phone calls, though, you know, just so you hear them. Just so I want you to hear that for me. We don't have to do it now. You don't have to do it while we're on team meeting. You know, once you get off work or, you know, just check
it
out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to the second one. I didn't get one about the third one, though.
No, I didn't put a recording for that one because that one's not egregious to the point, you know, that pay attention to a customer so you don't have to ask them the same question twice. That's, you know, I don't feel like you have to hear that one to get that one. Just I want to hear you going back and forth with the customer so you can be like, okay, yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I feel you. But I'm definitely going to look over that second one because I know exactly what you're talking about in the first one. I can, like, already replay that one in my head, the first one.
yeah. Look, I've had calls like that too, where I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna. I remember that one. I'm going to talk to somebody about that one." You know, it's like that one's not going to be unavoidable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm definitely gonna. Cause I was reading it right when I heard it on the message. I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Now I went ahead and put it through the system, so you can go sign it at your leisure. And do you have any other questions for me, bud?
I'm thinking of it on the spot now. Okay, so boom. If a customer just be like, "Hey, cancel my account. I ain't trying to hear none of these things. Blah blah blah. Just cancel."
Try to offer one. Try to offer one. And if they're like, "Are you stupid? Are you not listening to me?" Then you can just cancel without offering any more. But yeah. Oh, I know. Are you not listening to me? I made myself perfectly clear.
Oh my God. I heard you say that, but still.
When they start talking to you like that, that's also. We'll say that's the third way. So cutting you off, raising their voice, asking you if you're listening to them.
Okay. I'll do that. That makes it easier on me then.
Yeah, it really does. It's supposed to point. I mean, you're not going to sell that guy anyway. That guy arguing with us is not going to be like, "Oh, wait, what did you say? Oh, 75. Wait a minute."
I was saying the first thing, I felt like I probably needed this one though, just this little the warning here. Because that's like I said, something I didn't know and something I can, like, you know, save myself on. You feel me?
Yeah. Save yourself some grief or wasting your time trying to force saves on people.
Yeah. I feel you. Oh, that won't happen again.
Well, I appreciate it. That's right. We're all right, man. You got another question?
This stuff about I got a call yesterday from, what's this meal plan stuff?
Okay. So on the meal plans, it's a new kind of a way that they have it's like a service they provide to customers where they could try to plan meals like in a week or a month to fit like a certain criteria, like low carb or low calorie kind of deals. It's a monthly subscription. And if you go to whatever script page it comes up with, the one I saw was in Healthy Living First, but I see there's new meal plans, but there's like a button on the script page that has the meal plans themselves. Like its own specific script, and you can kind of review that. Let's see.
Because I don't think I got that when I got the calls pulled up. Every call is like, "Oh, I didn't order this. I didn't order this. I didn't order this." I'm like, it's all on the same day. I'm like, what are you doing now? There was nobody. It's like they didn't know what it was. They didn't, like, they'll say contest entry. I'm like, what is a contest entry?
Yeah, I feel like, I think it was like a survey that they did.
And then the point of the matter, like, offering, like, I offer saves anyway, just in case, but, like, what's the, you know how we'd be like, the keto, like, helps with decreasing your appetite, blah, 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 blah. What would that be for that, if you get what I'm saying?
Like the product knowledge?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to forward you a email real quick. Let me know when you get it. It's called Meal Plan How-To. and this kind of goes along with it, and you'll see that there's a an actual link to this meal plan script page in there, and it shows you where how you can access that from the actual script itself.
Okay, I see. I see, gotcha.
Then you can, for like saves, you offer $20 off the monthly rate, bringing the cost down to $20 a month to stay if they decline cancel. If they ask for a refund, offer product knowledge. And then you'll see the meal plan product knowledge that Dianca has.
Yeah, I see it. And like for the call, like I said, the calls I got, like I think it was yesterday or this week sometime. But like all of them say, I had nobody say that they knew what it was. Like they all call it like they don't know what it is. And like it was like the same day. And like it was just kind of confusing. It was just kind of weird, really. But usually, like, you know, if it's like a fraudulent charge or something like that, they'll know about the, you know, the trial, or maybe they're looking at the site or something like that. But I'm like, how do you not know what this is? But that's really about the only question I got, really, especially for that one.
Cool. Well, yeah. Let's see. The only thing that's not on this page is that for the refunds, like same day orders, you can go ahead and void them.
Okay.
So you can void completely same day orders.
Gotcha.
Sounds about easy enough. That's it. All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you get back to it. That's all of them?
Yes, all of them. If I have any more, message.
Hey, I'm just a message away, man. Don't be a stranger.
True that.
And don't forget to check in with IT about your headset, because we want to get you to stop crinkling.
Yeah. Ooh, wait, what's up? Forgot how I go to IT again? Just go
to the IT group and just put it in the IT support at home group, and just make sure you tag them when you do it, you know, at Stephanie or at John Gardner.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. So, crinkling sound. But I'll do that. I'm going to get that out of the way so I can get another headset. I wish we could get our own headset. I would love a wireless.
Yeah. I bet it would. It just depends on how the delay would be as far as receiving, you know, the phone call live.
Maybe having a delay.
It may. So with the wireless ones, it can have a delay.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like the customer could say something, then it may take, you know, whatever, half a million milliseconds to to get to you or whatever.
They already talked about something else. You still gonna answer that?
But I appreciate your time, Demetrius, and just listen to those calls for me. I just want you to check them out. But that's it. I'm going to let you get back to it.
Alrighty, man. You take it easy now.
You too, sir. Take it easy.